All right, Colin, you had not only quite a game against the Packers last year, but quite a playoff season. Do you feel the pressure of an encore this year?
I don't think pressure is the right word. You have to come out and perform no matter whether you had a good season or bad season last year.
What do you remember of the Packers game? Most people would call it your coming out. What is your recollection of it?
That we won. That's what we played the game to do.
Are you interested to see how not just Green Bay, but teams in general, what sort of changes and adaptations they've made to try to solve you guys?
That's what the NFL is. It's going to be game planning on how to stop a team. We're doing the same thing as far as trying to figure out what we can do to hurt them.
Why were you guys successful against them in the playoff game?
We had a good game. We had players making plays.
Did you feel there was a comment made recently, or at least a couple months ago, within the last couple of months, that they were in a state of confusion in the huddle? Do you still stand by that comment?
I can't hear you. You were breaking up.
Okay. You made a comment recently that they were in a state of confusion in the huddle. Do you still stand by that?
Yes.
Colin, Clay Matthews said yesterday that the key against the read option is hitting the quarterback. How do you view that part of the success and failure of that approach? I mean, how much punishment do you feel like you're going to end up taking when you're in that situation?
I wear a helmet and shoulder pads like everybody else. It's for a reason.
Hey, Colin. You know, without Michael this year, can you talk about just kind of getting that receiving core shaped together in the summer?
We have a lot of great receivers here, a lot of playmakers. We have players that we want.
Colin, do you think you're any different than when we got to talk to you in January? I mean, with all the success you had and the attention that's come about, you sound like the same guy to us in the conference call. How have things changed for you, if at all?
I have more experience under my belt now.
What about in terms of the attention you got?
The attention, people notice what you're doing more, but that's not something I worry about. I worry about playing football.
Do you feel ready with a relatively limited number of snaps during preseason games?
What was that?
Do you feel ready to go considering the limited amount of snaps you took in the preseason?
Yes.
Is practice just enough?
I played in games too.
Sure, I guess a lot of quarterbacks play 70, 80 snaps in those games, and you played 40 whatever. Is that enough to get you ready to go?
Football is football once you step on that field.
Colin, I always think it's interesting that everyone, and you obviously ran for a ridiculous number of yards last time we saw you, but it seems like that's all people talk about with your game, and anybody who's watched you knows how you can throw it as well. Is that something that you really take a lot of pride in? I mean, how important is it for you to be not only so effective with your legs, but be so effective with your arm?
You aren't going to be successful as a quarterback in this league if you can't throw the football.
Do you think it makes your running that much more effective, though? You've watched the league for a long time, right? I mean, you know there's guys that can run but aren't great throwers, right?
Like I said, you have to be able to throw in this league to be able to be successful.
Have you seen yourself make strides? This is your third year there. Do you feel like you're obviously you can throw the ball well in the van and all, but do you feel like you're a much more advanced quarterback from that perspective?
compared to...
Just where you were when you came out a couple years ago.
I feel like, I mean, you're going to get better the more you practice anything. So, yes.
Colin, what were your experiences like with Scott Tolzien? And what do you think his strengths are as a quarterback?
I mean, he's a great guy. He did a lot of good things while he was here. I mean, he can throw the football well.